You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and
Sir, you're going to keep your foreskin for the rest of your life, because if we can't crack the comedy charts, if we can't make it to number one with Killian Sunderman, our last guest, who is so hot on Instagram
right now,
then we might as well throw in the towel.
There was a ripple.
There was a ripple. We hit the 50 mark at one stage. Close to our dear friend, Mr. Conan O'Brien.
Conan needs a friend.
We need listeners.
Where am I going to go for lunch? I don't have lunch, and I'm going to go to the gym at 1. It's now 20 to 12. Like, Rabinal, are they still doing the deli in Dunn's?
Now, a cynical listener would think, do we have a sponsor?
Like, you've set it up.
You have set it up as if we're about to give a plug to a company.
I amn't, but I will quite happily for some free food.
I would go to Pablo Picante's. Get yourself a burrito. Get chicken.
Jesus,
get rice.
Do you know what?
Hey.
What I had. Oh, so shit.
Oh, no.
So my nephew's moved up to Dublin.
Hey, congratulations, Dara.
Dara is starting in DCU. Well, he started this week, but he moved up last week. So helping him move in last weekend.
Does he listen to the podcast?
He does not listen to the podcast.
He could be a guest of honour at some point.
He's okay. He sat in before and he didn't want to speak, so I doubt he'll want to be a guest. He's all right. Maybe in a few years.
He did sit in, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
So I brought him out on Saturday.
Mm.
Big uncle. Big uncle in the city.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you the ways. I'm going to bring you for some lunch.
And were you going to pay for the lunch?
Oh, I'll pay for everything. Now, poor old Dara was a little bit naive. He thought I was going there and eating in the student union bar.
Not you. No.
Now, I would love to have the DCU chicken nuggets or chicken tenders, whatever they're called.
Chicken goujons.
Chicken goujons. That's the name of it.
You get 4 for €5.
I think you get 5 for €5.
Well, thank you, sir.
I think so. I could be wrong, but I think there was a big thing last year or a couple of years ago. Andrew's been on the podcast, DCU alumni, wrote an article that they were reducing the chicken goujons from 5 to 4. There was uproar.
Blew up.
So, brought him out. I was going to bring him to the White Moose Cafe, which is in Phibsborough.
They're very good on Instagram,
yeah,
are they?
Big presence on social media.
Yeah, the guy they've never asked me to go.
The guy running it has a massive presence. And I was saying, I'll bring you here, get a great toasted sandwich.
And you can
gorgeous.
Get an Instagram something.
Yeah. He says, I don't like toasted sandwiches. I go, shut up.
Dara!
I go, shut up, we're going there. Who doesn't like a toasted
sandwich? What do you expect from a pig but a grunt?
Hey.
What?
What's my nephew talking about? It's family.
Family.
It's family.
Is family so important to you?
Yes.
Me and Dara falling down a well together.
Yeah.
Now, if you had to save one of us.
Yeah.
Now, you've your career with me.
Yeah.
You have Dara, who doesn't like cheese sandwiches.
If I didn't save Dara, I would have to listen to my mother give out to me. I don't want that.
Would you, though?
Yes. Not having a career is better than having a career with Mammy O'Toole annoying me for the rest of my life that I didn't save her grandson. Because he is her favourite.
Has she ever said
yes,
that?
Yes, yes.
Why?
She prefers Dara to all her actual children.
I suppose Dara seems like he's very easy to be around.
Oh, yeah, easy
going. He's not high strung. I'd say he even nonchalantly said, I just don't like toasty sandwiches.
Oh, I don't really like them. But it wasn't a big deal that I said.
I feel like I'm sat very close to you.
It's because in the radio studio.
It feels like an interrogation. Does it feel close?
No, I think it's because in the radio studio now you're way further back.
Yeah.
But you're still far enough away.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That chair looks uncomfortable.
Why?
You're very upright.
Yeah, erect.
Okay, so Yeah, he's very, like, he wouldn't care. He's very nonchalant. So he doesn't put up a fight. That's why Mam likes him. Whereas I answer back.
Yeah.
And we all answer back now because we're all old. So I said, his day will come. But anyway, bring him to the White Moose Cafe. I was really looking forward to it because Claire brought me there before and it was actually really nice. It's my type of food. Club sandwiches, toasties, chicken, all that kind of stuff. Nice plain food.
Did you get it for free or something?
Well, listen
to this.
Just
promoting it enough.
So parked up on the road and we were crossing the road and there was a gentleman sweeping the leaves outside his house. And he goes, I go, hello, sir.
Oh.
Because I'm trying to be like...
You're a man of the people.
I'm a man of the people. I'm in front of my nephew. I'm showing him around Dublin.
Yeah.
You know, it's near DCU. I know these areas. I go... Good day, sir. It was a beautiful day as well.
Have a question.
Yeah.
Sweeping the leaves with a brush or a rake?
Brush. Because you rake with a rake and you sweep with a brush. And
where were the leaves going?
On the road. He was getting them off his footpath in front of his house.
Disappointing.
And he goes, hey, you're going to the hotel. Because it's kind of a hotel lodge. And I was like, we are. You can go through the back entrance there down that alley.
No.
And I said, I knew. And he was standing right beside us. And I knew... I didn't want to go in the back entrance because it's not the front entrance. And I knew well, like, you're not going in
the
back
entrance. Is he going to mug you?
And that's an old man. He's in his 60s. And I go, all right. And he looks at us. And I have to, if I want to go to the front, I have to walk up the footpath and round the corner, or I could just walk down this alleyway where he is. So I was like, fuck it, we'll just go down the alleyway.
Were you scared? And what? Darren's a big guy. He's a massive back. I feel like if someone was going up behind him, doesn't he?
I wasn't afraid of the alley because it wasn't a narrow alley. What I was afraid was is it wasn't the right system. I was more afraid of not abiding by the system.
Oh, I thought
the system as in you queue at the front and you get your table. And I just had a feeling. I go, this isn't right. This isn't right.
See, I would have been more afraid that he was going to attack me with a brush.
No, I didn't even think about that. So went into the back and there was a bit of a courtyard there because it's only outdoor eating. A
lot of influencers go here.
Not necessarily.
I think so.
Okay. You're really honing in on the place and the influencer area.
I'm painting a picture.
I'm trying to tell you the story. All right.
I don't believe that your fear was that you were going in the wrong entrance.
I don't like doing things wrong when it comes to these things. If we're going to a restaurant, I like being there on time. I don't like being late. I like doing things right. If I have to queue, I'll queue. I don't like queuing, but I'll do it. I'll do it properly. I don't like doing things wrong and people have to tell me I've done something wrong because I get embarrassed. I don't like doing that. I don't like doing things wrong. So went in the back, went into this courtyard area at the back, picnic tables and everything. There was one table free. I went down, I go, this doesn't seem right because it seems very busy.
Sounds very romantic.
And it seems weird that there's a table free. Anyway, we sat down on the table. We were there for about 30 seconds looking around us. There was a QR code on the table. We were trying to scan it to see if we get the menus up. And somebody comes down, obviously. Where did you come from?
Oh.
And we go, oh, we just came out the back.
Man with the brush.
He goes, no, you gotta queue out the front.
Oh.
I go, I knew it. So got up anyway, went out the front, massive queue. I go, of course it's a queue.
Is the man still brushing the leaves?
He's away, he's gone. He's at the other street.
It's like your guardian angel.
So we're queuing up then, and we have to queue up, obviously, and then we get to the front and go, table for two? And she goes, oh, sorry, yeah, there's a half an hour wait. I can put your name down. And I go, well, there's nowhere. I don't know what to do.
What are you supposed to do? There's nothing to do. Wander around.
There's nothing to do. You can't go in anywhere to get a coffee. You can't do anything. So I go, do you know what? You're grand. She goes, well, it's only half an hour.
Get to know your godson.
He's not my godson. And
I thought no.
He's my nephew. And then.
Get to know your nephew.
She was good, to be fair to her. She goes, oh, well, you know, you could wait. It's only half an hour.
It is. Half an hour can go by quickly.
I said, no, you're fine, we'll find somewhere else. We left. Walked on, went to the back page, because I was thinking, boom, they've got an outdoor seating area, big football pub, United are playing Brighton, second half about to kick off.
Oh, you're
perfect.
In for a treat.
Going, boom, perfect. Walked down to the back page, about a 10-minute walk.
What are you in the mood for?
Sandwich. I'm in a mood for a toasty, or just, it's half 12, 1 o'clock, I want a sandwich. So I went to the back page, some people in front of us, not happy. Went in, hi, do you have seating out the back? They go, yeah, these are the guys in front of us. Well, we get a table for three. Oh, sorry, we're just booked out. And the person goes, what do you mean you're booked out? I rang about an hour ago to book a table and the girl on the phone said you don't need to book. And she goes, oh, well, sorry, we just got a bit of a rush there. He goes, but I was told, and he goes, I knew this would happen. I knew this would happen.
A lot of hostility on a Saturday.
I knew this would happen. I mean, I rang. And he's doing the whole thing.
I rang and you said I didn't have to book. I knew this would happen. And then I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then he was making a scene and he walked out and I just walked up and go, I know you don't have a table for three, but do you have a table for two? And they go, no, sorry. And I goes, anywhere else around here? She goes, maybe the Bernard Shaw. The new Bernard Shaw's opened around Phibbs Bridge, Condra.
Good food in the Bernard Shaw.
And I go, all right, sound, no worries. Go outside. The guy, what a bunch of dopes. What a bunch of dopes.
Did you get into a fight with them?
No, I did not get into a fight with them. I walked away. Well, I knew. So then we walked to the Bernard Shaw to Eat Yard. It's a yard where you eat.
I thought it was Beat Yard.
Beat Yard is the name of the festival. Eat Yard is the name of the yard where they have different food stalls.
Now, they say different food stalls. There's not many.
No.
I used to live in Portobello.
Yeah, you used to live across the road.
This was beside the Bernard Shaw. I would say three. Crepes, some sort of pastry
thing. Five in this one, I think.
What did you go for?
Well, I'll tell you now, Nathan, I would have killed for the old Portobello one because I remember they used to have burgers. You used to love the burger in there. A nice little burger, a little tray and a few chips and stuff like that.
Oh, I tell you, toilets in that Bernard Shaw stank.
It's
very.
They did, but it was nice to have it there. It's gone now.
Hip, cool.
So went in, and there was only about five places. One of them, I said, unreal burgers, and there was a veggie burger. I don't want that. There's no sandwiches. There was an Asian place. Dara went, got this Asian dish. Whatever.
Where's Dara? Is he misbehaving?
No, he's.
Is he annoyed?
No, very chilled. Very chilled.
Placid.
Very chilled. Just doesn't matter. Just wandering around Dublin, getting to know.
He likes the big schmuck.
And I eventually go for some beef tacos. And I'm thinking beef tacos.
Don't like tacos.
I'm thinking tacos.
Hard shell?
I thought hard shell. I wanted hard shell. I was thinking, what would you get in like Boujum and stuff like that? Yeah. This is going to be gorgeous. So I go outside. Dara's sitting on the canal. I wait outside because he gets his before mine.
What's he eating, Dara?
He's eating some Asian dish. I don't know what it is. And then
sorry, where did you go?
Eat Yard.
Sorry. Jesus.
And I'm just standing there on my phone. And next minute, Dara walks up to me. I can't eat this. And I go, why?
Oh, Dara, you pain in the ass.
There's nuts in it. I go...
You're allergic to nuts?
I go, so?
He'll never last in Dublin.
I go, so he goes, I'm allergic.
Oh.
And I go, Dara, I've known you for 19 years. When have you ever said that you've been allergic
what
to nuts?
What happens if he eats nuts?
He goes, oh. I go, are you going to fucking drop dead now? And I have to rush you to hospital. He goes, no, I had it once before and my chest got really tight afterwards. I go, it's because you have asthma.
Did you go for a run afterwards?
So we threw it all in the bin.
Oh, what a waste.
And I go, do you want anything else? Nah, I'm fine. Again, it doesn't matter.
Must be starving.
Get mine. Go, right, I'll get mine. I got some patatas bravas as well. I go, here, have some
patatas. Oh, they're gorgeous.
Have some patatas bravas.
I love
bravas.
That. Just for the folks at home, patatas bravas.
They were a bit shite now, to be honest.
Yeah, but for the folks at home.
They're these kind of potato wedges. Deep fat fried potatoes.
With sour cream and maybe some harissa sauce, which is a spicy sauce.
I know the one. It's kind of like mayonnaise, ketchup together, but there's a bit of spice in there.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Get it in the tapas place like Marco Bear, Tapas de Lola. Mm. These weren't them. They were kind of like hash browns in cubes.
Oh, gorgeous.
No, not as gorgeous as the patatas bravas I know you're talking about. So I'm sitting down. I eat the beef taco. It's sloppy. It's floppy. Yeah, it's like, we actually said about an hour and a half ago, Simon in the kitchen goes, when would you ever use the word flaccid in normal conversation? The tacos were flaccid.
Were they?
And they were piping hot and they were greasy and it was rotten.
How did you eat them now? Did you try and put your mouth over the entire...
I tried to put my mouth over it, bit down, swallowed and ingested.
Yeah.
It was rotten. And the beef was rotten. The taco was rotten. It was like the grease on it. It tasted of
oil.
Seems
like a very strange experience.
Well, the
with
whole
your
thing I'm bringing,
godson,
nephew. The whole reason I'm bringing this up is very difficult to get some food these days. While we're in level 3.
Yeah, the pandemic makes it
struggling
difficult
to eat out. Obviously, and when I'm trying to show my nephew around and grab a bit of food,
dare
struggling.
I say, bad organising on your behalf.
Not at all.
Not pointing
not
fingers,
all.
But I think
not at all.
Moose Cafe was on your mind. I would have said, should we be around here? Should
well,
we get
him
a roll from Centra?
No.
Your bread and butter.
What?
We're
going down to the fucking pub
and
got a few pints of beef.
Was Dara starving? Did you have drinks? A few pinties?
No, we went to play snooker for an hour and a half.
Good Christ.
Because there was a place just on the canal across from us.
How often did you put chalk on the stick? And does it do anything?
Yes, it does.
What
it does
it do?
It gives
do
you more grip.
Explain to me.
It gives you more grip when you're hitting the ball. And so when the cue makes contact with the ball, it doesn't skid off.
It gives your fingers more grip on the cue.
No, I literally just explained
no,
it.
No, but how?
You chose not to listen.
No, there was
you had something in your head.
I have selective listening.
And you weren't listening.
I have selective listening.
Go on.
How could a ball possibly be gripped by a cue?
No, it's the connection of the cue tip and the ball.
Touching
you make
each other.
Better connection because you need to make the
it's
best
connection.
It's
attracted to the chalk.
No, it just makes better connection because when you have chalk in your hands when lifting weights, better grip.
Yeah.
Same, it makes better connection when the tip of the cue hits the ball. Because if you don't have good connection there, if it's shiny on the top, it'll skid off the ball because the balls are really shiny. So you need something with a little bit of chalk on top just to make better connection.
How much did you have to pay?
This is what I'm talking about. We're in there for an hour and a half, yeah? €7. How is this place making
seven
money?
€7 each?
€7.
Altogether.
Altogether.
Is it one of those machines you put the coins
no,
in
at the
bottom?
No, it's a snooker hall. I haven't been in a snooker hall in ages.
I'm seeing the cigarettes. I feel it's very smoky.
There would be.
Snooker.
A lot of posters are on the wall going, the old Benson and Hedges World yeah. Snooker Championship. There was 6 snooker tables, 2 pool tables, but they were at half capacity. I was trying to do the maths in my head. It's like when I think about Deliveroo drivers and Just Eat drivers. I go, how is the money being made here? How are they being paid minimum wage? That's another podcast. I was thinking, €7 for an hour and a half. How are you making money here? When you see those old places, those places you're losing in Dublin. And I can, it's difficult. You see those places, it's like an old shed. It was freezing inside, but there's so much character in there. And you know it's there for years. And it's very dusty. And the toilets, you thought the toilets in the Bernard Shaw were bad. There was one toilet and there was girls there and everybody was using it. It was fucking rank. And you see this place and I'm going, how is this place making any money?
Because they can sell food and drink.
They can't. They don't sell anything. You get a complimentary coffee in there, but I daren't eat
Oh, did
there.
You have a coffee?
No, I did not. I was waiting to get a coffee later on.
Say poor Dara was starving.
But I was like, how is this place making any money? I have that fear about
cheap
places.
Rent. I have that fear about celebrities.
No, you've got a different fear.
I have such a chronic fear. Celebrities, if they have a net worth of, let's say, 35 million, I worry that they're spending too much money. I look at someone like Jason Derulo. He's earned a lot of money. He's gigged around the world, sold so many albums.
Yeah.
He doesn't have an accountant that's saying, Jason, be careful with your money. It's like these footballers, these Premier League footballers.
I think footballers are different because they have a limited career. So they'll be at their prime for maybe 6-7 years where they'll be making the big, big money. And obviously when they're not at their prime, a shit player probably makes about 20 grand a week. So that's a lot of money when you think about the money we actually make ourselves. But think about 35 million. You'll never make 35 million in your lifetime. Probably not.
How much could
well,
I...
you definitely won't.
If I won €1 million...
Yeah.
Like, how long could I be unemployed for?
Depends how lavishly you live.
I could buy a house.
Buy a house for what? Where do you want to buy a house? What? How many bedrooms and where?
3 bedrooms.
Where?
Monkstown.
Okay, 600 grand gone. So you're left with 400 grand.
I don't have a mortgage.
Don't have a mortgage, you've paid it off.
That's very nice, isn't
that
it?
That is very nice.
So I have no rent.
No mortgage.
Yeah, but I would like there'd
you've
be no...
You've got no outgoings.
Isn't
you just,
that great?
You pay your bills.
Jesus.
You have to pay your bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have 400 grand left. You're going to buy a car, obviously. You're not going to buy a shitty car. You're going to buy a car, not a decent car maybe, but not too fancy because you're obviously conscious of your money. 25, yeah. 30 grand. We'll call it 30 grand. You're down to 370.
Yeah.
And then if you're on... If you then say that you're on an average wage of about 35 to 40 grand a year that lasts you for 10 years, but you don't have any rent.
It goes very quickly.
It will go very quickly because it depends how lavishly you're living. But anyway, that was my fear. I was seeing this place and I was thinking, oh geez, no wonder everywhere is bloody being built up in this city because all these class little places, they can't make that much money. And then someday someone will go, I'll just bloody sell it. Someone can build a feckin' hotel here. It's happened to Bernard Shaw. It's disgraceful. Or was it the rent was too big? No, they're building a lot of shit around there. But that was the day. But it got me thinking about God. It's 10 years since we started college. And he's got it all in front of him. However, does he really? Because of the current restrictions and how the college students are living.
Well, look, this brings me nicely to have a brand new roommate. I won't say his name because
we need to address
GDPR.
We need to address it
know.
Eventually.
Can I say his name? I'll give it a few weeks. I'll
give
let it
breathe.
Give
it a few weeks. Yeah, I'll kind of vibe him out.
Yeah, have a brand new roommate. And he was telling me, he's from England.
We've kind of touched on his name already. That we were like, it's insane.
I know. He is from England and he moved in on Friday. And myself and Sean and him, we had a few drinks that evening. And he was saying to me, I can't get over the amount of people in Ireland that still live at home with their parents. He says, do you know, I moved out. I went to uni when I was 17. Mm. And he says, you really grow up. And I said to him, look, I'm from Dublin. I went to college in DIT. I stayed with my parents the entire time in college. And you miss that. You miss out on the fun, the parties and everything. Your Dara's going to have that eventually.
Yeah, but will he? When will there be a vaccine? Probably not till next year. And then he'll be already, it's a 3-year course. Halfway through the bloody thing.
You'll be disappointed in me. So the first night with the roommate, nearly said his name, I said to myself, Nathan, you're having a few beers. Don't get too shit-faced. Don't say too much. Because I am a man that wears my heart on my sleeve.
Yeah, you do.
10 minutes into a beer, I tell him how I lived with my ex-girlfriend around the corner of this apartment block.
Why did you settle down. Why do you feel the need to do that?
I just am an open book. I just thought, hey, if I give, he gives.
Did he give?
He did give. But there was talk about exes a lot. And you could see it was bothering him. He didn't really want to speak about it. And I kept poking. What happened there?
You were saying, oh, there was talk about exes and all that. You brought that up.
Well, I said, are you seeing anyone? He says, I have a girlfriend. I said, have you had many girlfriends? So it was a...
But then you like to hone in on the negative. You wanted to find out.
I wanted to see.
Was his situation bad when he broke up?
His situation was interesting. He is a lovely guy. It's been a week. I'm a big fan. It's like living with Kendall Jenner.
Ken Barlow.
He shops in Marks and Spencer's. Expensive ingredients he is using. I open my fridge to the side. Do you know the side bit of the fridge?
Yeah.
Ginger and turmeric shots.
God, he must be disgusted by your big pasta portions.
He's seen me cook once because he works so late, man. Honestly, he's on the phone till 9:30 and he pops in and out. And I think he does the intermittent fasting.
Okay.
I was saying I do the same.
You do.
I eat after the show.
Yeah.
I said that to him.
And what time do you stop eating? What time do you stop eating?
Straight to the bed.
All right, that's not intermittent fasting.
It is.
That's just eating after the show.
But I...
You 8 hours.
There is a massive gap. I think I'm eating less than you now. Would you say so? If you're having a bowl of porridge and coffee before the show.
Yeah.
I'm not having that porridge.
You're having a coffee.
And then you're having cereal after the show. So that's an extra meal.
So?
When do you stop eating?
Like when I go to bed. Eat all day.
What time's that?
8.
Yeah. Well, this guy follows a proper gym plan. I'll give you a bit of information. Was once a professional rugby player until he
got professional. So he got paid.
He got paid. That was his full-time gig.
Wow.
Until he got the same knee injury as me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He did the meniscus.
He did it twice, the same knee, and he had to give up.
No way.
But he was explaining. He was like, yeah, I was a professional rugby player, played for England under 18s.
Oh, you're giving a lot of information out now.
Sorry, I need to stop, but I will say, he would tell me how he was media trained.
Right.
He was properly media trained. When you become
you
a big sports star.
We should get him on the show and you should try and get information out of him to see how trained he actually
is. I did say to him, Jay, oh, I'll beep that. What time is that up?
What are we, about 22?
I did say you'll have to come on the podcast.
And what did he say?
He didn't really respond.
Yeah, okay.
But he didn't say no.
No, that's a buzz.
And I came home yesterday and his girlfriend was there in her pajamas in the living room.
Okay.
Wasn't expecting me. And she was like, I'm so sorry. And then once again, spoke so much to her. Gave her everything.
Oh, but yeah. Yeah, you're an enigma.
We'll
to be
see
honest.
How
I actually,
it goes.
I actually, they need to do studies on you.
I would like them on the podcast.
They need to do studies on you. I found this out during the week.
Yeah,
and it really upset me.
Listenership figures?
No.
About the podcast?
No. It's about something I brought to you nearly exactly a year ago.
Oh, I was going to say your stocks and Spotify.
Oh, fuck it. Do you want to check that? We'll check that afterwards.
Yeah.
So, do you remember, and I read it out on the podcast, let's check the date I sent this email, exactly a year ago to the week, that I was asked as alumni of my secondary school to write a piece.
Oh, yeah.
For like the 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
Something like, I don't even know why it was.
You wrote the piece. It was really nice.
It was really funny.
I think it was funny, yeah.
Will I read it again?
Okay.
Not so long.
If it's very long,
it's like that. It's like,
oh, that's quite long.
I'll read the paragraph.
Get the jokes in.
I'll read the paragraph that's the contentious one.
Okay.
All right. So, It's the last one, right? So basically the whole gist of it was I was nervous about going but made friends for life, and the school is really supportive. All right?
Yeah.
This is the final paragraph. Woman at Mr. Lyons is telling us the lay of the land in 2006. Next, we're getting our Leaving Cert results in 2010. When asked by Mr. Berkeley, who was our guidance counsellor, what I wanted to be in career guidance class, he didn't smirk or roll his eyes when I said radio DJ, sir. He gave me the support and advice to which I use, and 8 years later, I'm working on my dream job as a radio presenter in Dublin, a job that would not have been possible without the teachings and support I picked up in Santa Maria College. So I really wanted to be finish it off on thank you very much, you gave me the support I needed.
Very nice.
So
would you call yourself a radio DJ now?
Well, at the time I wanted to be a radio DJ. Oh. So I was like, at the time I was like, I want to be a radio DJ, sir. But now I'm a presenter, whatever. So I was chatting to my parents and we were talking about the school, and they would obviously know a lot of the local teachers because they would have taught loads of us in the family, and they would be friendly and they'd see them uptown and stuff like that and be chatting. And one of the teachers said to ma'am that I can't remember exactly what she said, but how funny my piece was and how they were all laughing in the staff room, how I took the mick out of Mr. Berkeley.
Oh no.
So
did you mean to do that?
I didn't. This is the thing. I don't know who said it, but someone in the staff room said it to some other teachers. They read it wrong. They read it like Mr. Berkeley rolled his eyes when I said it, but I went out and I did it anyway.
Oh.
And they were all laughing at the teacher who's still in there. So obviously someone read it wrong, then said it to other teachers. Everyone thought it was hilarious that Mr. Berkeley would have rolled his eyes at me. But then I went on and did it anyway. And this might, because my parents have never read it. They've never got the thing. And they go, why would you say that? I go, I didn't say that.
So did they read it?
I started to get really annoyed. Because my one thing is, I don't want to act like a cocky dickhead.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, that's what all the teachers think you said. And I go, I didn't say that.
Oh.
So I had to fish out the email and read it. So I'm going to read you the paragraph again, knowing this.
Okay.
When asked by Mr. Berkeley what I wanted to be in career guidance class, he didn't smirk or roll his eyes when I said radio DJ, sir. He gave me the support and advice to which I used, and 8 years later, I'm working my dream job as a radio presenter in Dublin.
They read that wrong.
How could you read that wrong?
They didn't read didn't. That was the crucial word in that sentence.
I'll read it without didn't.
Yeah.
When asked by Mr. Berkeley what I wanted to be in career class, he smirked and rolled his eyes when I said DJ, sir.
Are you sure you put didn't in there?
Read it.
1 minute, Mr. Lyons is telling us, when asked by Mr. Berkeley, is that how he spells Berkeley?
Yeah.
What I wanted to be in career guidance class, he didn't smirk or roll his eyes.
Because my thing was,
I'm sorry, did 5 or 6 teachers read this and they all didn't see didn't?
No, one teacher read it.
What a school is this?
One teacher read it and then said it to the other teachers, and then this teacher told my parents, oh, we were having a great laugh in the staff room to Mr. Berkeley.
Maybe they were enjoying it.
No, it doesn't, because it makes me look like a knob.
So you need to personally email Mr. Berkeley?
No, I don't. They need to read it properly and stop.
Was this going to be in a newsletter?
There was some kind of anniversary of the school.
Where was
and they
it?
Were getting,
did you get it?
I didn't. I never got it.
They
my
never
parents
sent
never
it
got
to
it.
You.
No one ever. No one knows where this thing is. It's like it was only a few copies made and it circulated within the school.
How come you haven't been in the local Mayo newspaper?
Damn right. That's a great
question. Did you see friend of the show, Sean? He was in his local newspaper in Clare, because if you don't know, he's moved from Dermot and Dave to News Talk.
I was in the paper. In the local paper, there's like the local lines where they're like, this is what happens in Lewsburg. And people from Lewsburg, I used to put stuff in there for the Lewsburg GA. Match this weekend in Lewsburg Park.
Yeah.
Throw in at this time, blah, blah. And then, man works in the church, so Mass in Kilgeaver Parish, blah, blah. That's it. I was in that section. Someone put in, congratulations to Lewsburg.
Oh, that's nice.
No. I want an article in the actual paper, not in like the middle where they pull out the local news section. I want a full I'll settle for half page spread.
Great.
A picture. We won the bloody award last year for best radio show.
Say, the radio awards is...
Give me in the paper.
Radio awards is this Friday. It's a virtual event. Guys, have to remind you one last time. This podcast has been nominated for an award. I haven't, brother. this is it. This is why we've put in the groundwork. This is why every week there's an episode. Like, I think we were confused when we set up this podcast. We were thinking, we want to make money. We want sponsors. Heck no.
The goalposts have changed.
We want an award.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
many
yeah.
people can say they have an award-winning podcast. I know I said a few weeks ago for you listening to get in touch if you want to create a brand new theme song to this podcast. GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
I think the email must be broken.
Email must be broken. Guys, gonna throw it out there again. Especially if this podcast wins an award, we need to have a different sound.
Oh my God!
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. I don't even care if you're not playing a musical instrument. You're literally recording on your phone a song, and we will play it for the month.
Okay, so on Friday evening on the Radio Awards.
Yeah.
Let's go through. We did it last year. We tried to predict. I can't remember how many we got right or wrong. But let's try and predict.
You said
them.
You had a dream that we won two.
I know. I had a dream we won three.
Okay.
We've been nominated for five. We're not going to win three. So let's go to the podcast of the year. All honesty, we're not going to win.
We're not going to win, guys.
Let's try and predict the winner. That's all we got to do. And maybe where we'll come.
I think you've touched on it. It's an impressive selection of podcasts.
Yes, so let's just remind ourselves. It is 98FM's Nobody Told Me. Serena Bellissimo, Lauren Kelly.
Lovely people.
No, it's not Lauren Kelly anymore. Lauren O'Sullivan. Got to make sure I get her name right because she got married.
Also,
Lauren O'Sullivan. Yeah, there we go.
The awards is happening virtually this year. Normally we go to Kilkenny for a big old piss up, but
in front of a laptop. I'm delighted enough to drive home the next morning.
Yeah.
You must be delighted with the lifts you get all the time.
Sorry, I was actually going to drive this. It's going to drive you this year.
I wouldn't have gone in a car with
Why
you.
Why not?
So it's the one about the pregnancy, Ecolution Radio Junior. Kids.
Would you actually not have driven?
No, not with you.
When will you?
Probably never.
Never.
Getting Away with Murder, BBC Radio Ulster, Graham and Nathan, The Nobody Zone,
RT. No penalty points.
Right, BBC Radio Ulster is going to win this. Getting Away with Murder. Well, I'm also basing my knowledge off the fact I actually haven't heard many of them.
I like murder documentaries. Yeah.
So that's going to win. All right. Let's go to Breakfast Show.
I'm not confident this year, guys, and I'm not just saying that.
Listener Ian Dempsey.
Sir Ian.
He's nominated as well. He came second last year. We
if
came first.
If we lose, I would like Surian to win.
Definitely. Like Ian Dempsey to win. I have a feeling Casey and Ross in Cork. Now, of course, I haven't heard any of these entries. They do a lot of
They're
good
They're from
stuff.
Cork. I will
Cork
say.
Cork is strong.
Very strong. I don't know what they do down there, but a lot of creativity.
So we'll say Casey. We would like Ian. Casey or Ian? But I think it's going to be Casey.
I would much prefer Ian. I want Ian to win.
But who do you think will win? I think Casey.
I think Casey. Because I just don't know what's going on there.
I remember.
It's more, what's happening there?
Yeah. So, Casey. Radio moment of the year. I'm going to be brash. I'm going to say, hopefully, we'll win.
The Damon.
Matt Damon is what we're going with.
I am toying with the idea, if we don't win, I'm going to tweet joke for an hour and then delete it.
Joke.
Just joke.
Will you actually?
And I just think it might add a bit of
flavor. Will you actually?
Oh, yeah. But I don't know if that will be seen by many.
It will be. Just do joke. Hashtag Imro 2020.
Yeah, why
Jesus.
Not?
Jesus.
Why not? Come on.
We could do it as part of the show. I've got it.
What?
If you don't win, the next one we're going to talk about, because you've been talking about it so much on the show.
I have to tweet joke.
Got to get it wrong.
I
for on-air competition, got to get it wrong is up against other ones. Would you? I'm not going to ask you to do it because you could get absolutely slated by the radio industry.
Could I?
No.
I forgot to get it wrong.
But you see, you're going to tweet it out, but we're nominated for five and we're not going to win all five. So they could be referenced to any of them.
Yeah, I don't mind doing it.
We'll see. We'll discuss the difference. So on our competition, I think Dermot and Dave are going to win that for Noni's Chocolate Chase.
Chocolate.
You've got Gone in 96 Seconds from Cork's 96FM. Leap of Faith on Beat. And 2 Minute Tales from BBC Radio Ulster. What are you saying? Sean has told me about Dermot and Dave's Known as Chocolate.
It seems
thing.
Very good. Yeah, it's impressive. Really.
And then Music Special Event. That was our Rugby World Cup song. You've got Aerovision for my radio, Foil of 40 Gala, the Sailor Town Sessions, and Tracy Clifford Studio 8 with Dermot Kennedy.
Dermot Kennedy. It used to be giants.
I love Dermot Kennedy's style.
When do we stop?
Honestly. He's such a confident
man. Say
a
word and I'll be yours.
You know, I never forgot.
You, once again, it does happen when you go away on holidays. That's when we tend to get interviews. We've interviewed Macklemore, Dermot Kennedy.
Gavin James.
He was sat here, where I'm sitting right
Dermot
now.
Dermot Kennedy sat there?
Yeah.
What?
We brought him into the Binbag studio.
Oh, sorry. This is when I was in Italy. I remember I tuned in.
He was a very nice guy, and it was cool. We spoke to him, and then he said, yeah, I'm performing in Italy tonight. I have to get on a plane and perform an intimate gig in Italy.
We used to be giants.
And Paul Mescal's there.
No.
They're very bad, Polly.
Where's Paul Mescal?
What are you saying? He wasn't. Fuck off to Paul Mescal.
He wasn't there. Paul Mescal wasn't.
Shh. This man.
What?
What's your problem with Paul Mescal?
You're lying now.
What
this
you were doing.
This was May. No, this was May 20th.
What you were doing. You're trying to. Paul Mescal's very popular. He's a likable guy. What? You're going against the curve. It's like when people say, oh, I don't like The Dark Knight. You're doing that to get a reaction.
You interviewed Dermot Kennedy May 2019.
You told Paul to fuck off.
When I was in Italy.
Rewind. Rewind this podcast. You'll hear it.
You then say that Paul Mescal was there, which he wasn't, because he wasn't in Vogue then. He was still doing the Denny Sausages
ads. Said, I wonder if Paul was there.
He wasn't.
I'm putting it
out. You didn't say wonder.
Wonder?
Well, okay, we're going to stop the podcast
no.
now. And we'll find out exactly
said,
what you said.
Wonder if he was there. We went to VAR.
Went to VAR. You said he's performing in Italy and Paul Mescal's there.
Contentious.
And then I said, what?
No, you told Paul to fuck off.
No, I told you to.
We didn't listen to that part.
And then you go, yeah, they're very pally. And you kind of spoke under your breath like, you know, when you're lying. So. Whoa! Oh, wow.
Did we get an email?
No, I just got an email. About 60% of Irish people are now suffering from maskne. Yes, I am. How your cleanser is making it worse. Hi, I hope you're having a great week. Please see a press release. So is this telling me not to put on...
Oh, I got that email.
Skin expert Ravana Breen has put together... I'm not lying, these spots. Wear your mask, of course you wear your mask.
Wear your mask, guys.
But Jesus, it is tough. Every time I wear my mask and I'm going home, I'll go straight into the bathroom, wash my face, like properly.
I haven't washed my mask in 3 weeks or something.
Have you not?
No.
When do you wear it?
I keep forgetting in the taxi in the morning.
Oh man, you have to wash it. Just put it in with your washing.
Yeah.
Because I've got 5 masks.
Yeah.
So I just rotate them. So every day or two, put them in the thing, add a new one. And then by the time my wash is done at the end of the week.
I only like one of my masks. Every other mask is very heavy around my face.
But buy some new ones.
My mum made me one.
The one with the brass straps?
Yeah.
Why don't you...
Uncomfortable. And she's like, what do you think of it?
Of course, man,
like,
you have to tie...
They feel fucking horrible.
You have to tie it on the back of your head.
It's her bikini. It's her bikini.
And you have to tie it on the back of your head. It was hanging from the back of your head.
I know.
Like you were a drunk uncle with a tie around your head.
Swimming goggles. It's so long. She goes, what do you think? I went, the straps are too long. She said, no, it's not if you tie them correctly. And she's telling me to have it already tied so I can put it on my face.
No, because it has to rest.
I can't do that.
It has to rest on the back of your head.
It's falling down.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Suzanne. Now, you're wrong on that one now.
Hey,
why don't
guys.
You buy a couple of new masks. But I obviously, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I'm struggling
with
the acne recently. At Instagram O'Toole.
Yes.
Big problem. I feel one coming underneath my nostril.
If it's on the nostril, game
it's not,
over.
It's not on the nostril.
It is the sorest thing in the world.
It is above my lip.
Yeah.
Below my nostril, but closer to my nostril than it is my lip.
You want it closer to the lip.
And I know. And then I've been putting a bit of cream on it every day just to kind of stem it, trying to get the cream to the skin to absorb the cream.
Absorb that cream.
In a hope that it doesn't bloody... get big like the one behind my ear,
oh,
which was
Jesus.
A growth.
Put and it down.
But the one on my face was an interesting one below my lip.
I was more worried about the one on your face.
It kept on just oozing.
Oh.
There was never really a pop, and I had 3 or 4 different heads.
It was
a few different ones that were coming out. So once it was like one little crater was emptied, another one would pop up on the same area. It didn't make much sense.
Do you know
sense.
What I did? The other night I had a little spot beside my lip. I put Savlon on it. We're not sponsored by them. A kind of sort of germaline. And... nearly poisoned myself.
How do you mean?
Not supposed to be anywhere near my mouth, but I put such a big chunk beside my lip that it went in my mouth. It's poisonous.
Ugh.
It's like rat poison.
Antiseptic. You don't want to put that in. But I suppose it's... You put it on your...
That's all just good vibes right now. We're nominated for a podcast award.
The next time you hear this podcast, the next time.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you're listening next week or in 3 years.
This is it.
Or you're going to go straight on to the next one because you're catching up.
Come on.
The next podcast you hear.
We do it.
We could be saying that this is
An award-winning
podcast.
Please, I've said it once.
God, could you imagine? Actually, think about it. Because I haven't haven't processed it.
Would you prefer to win the breakfast show or for this podcast to win? Breakfast show, I can see from your face.
Yeah. I think it would stand to us more in our careers.
than this thing. Look,
it definitely is the least listened to podcast out of all of them in terms of numbers, I'd say.
Yes, I would say that. The others are sponsored.
No.
Yes. Serena Bellissimo.
It wasn't sponsored when it was sponsored. It's sponsored now by Super Value. Wasn't sponsored.
Super Value? Hello.
Hey.
I like Super Value.
Would you be one of those ads? You know,
of course I would.
The Capri, like,
I have so much time on my hands. That's another thing. I keep coming home early. My new roommate, works till 9:30. He must think I'm such a fucking loser.
But man, you're on the show in 9:30.
But he is just working so late.
No, I was referencing the fact it was in the morning time, but it was obviously.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's 9:30 p.m.
Confused.
He obviously works a lot longer than us.
Oh, also, say it one more time. Why are we getting no emails? First of all, second of all, why are you not making the theme song to this podcast?
We've already said that.
How cool would it be? I know. I just need to say it again.
You and me. Oh, I got an email.
Oh,
it's from Dublin Bikes.
Yeah,
saying I need to update my card.
Oh, I got that.
I hope they're not taking money out of me.
No. Last time I'd been on one of those bikes, many, many years ago.
But Jesus, we were number 75 in Malta in the Spotify. Oh my God,
our
okay.
podcast.
If you are from Malta and you're listening to this podcast,
Jesus, are we?
Let's see, Ireland. Spotify, Malta, Arts and Entertainment in Spotify, number 75, up 4 places. Right, who are you?
Reveal yourself.
If you're from Malta, I want to hear from you.
Are you paying tax? Malta.
Oh,
don't think they can say that. All right, guys.
Hey, number 39 in the Spotify charts. Down 22. So what?
God, at one stage we must have been. I don't follow those charts. I'm iTunes.
I know, yeah, but I get a website system from Chartable that gives me all the back end.
All right, we're not doing too bad.
The back end.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Sorry, bro, it's all good. Right. The next time.
This is it.
We're going to have all the gossip from the Emerald Awards, but there won't be any gossip.
Oh, I'll be pissed.
Because we're in a room. But.
Oh, I invited the new roommate.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
To the front room.
Yeah.
And what's he saying?
He might be busy.
But he's working till 9.
Yeah,
well, it's over at 9:30.
We won!
Hey, stop working!
We won!
Right.
Okay. Goodbye to you.
The next time.
Yeah. Okay, so
if you're from Malta as well, GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
Or
Graham and Nathan, maybe I'm saying it too quick, @gmail.com.
Or anywhere. Yes, yeah, say it one more time.
Graham and.
Shut up.
What, Malta or anywhere?
Oh, yeah. Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.